I thought it turned out really well. Got to meet Coach Sumlin and some of his staff and some of the players. So all in all, I thought it went really well. Some of the players there got together, raised some money for the 100 Club, which was always a great deal based on what we've experienced here in the Brazos Valley in the last few years, especially with Constable Bachman. So, you know, I thought it went really well.
Now, law enforcement holds meetings with homeowners associations and civic groups, and those types of things are not unusual. My curiosity is whether is this a first time get together with A&M in general and with one of the athletic teams in particular.
You know, for me personally, I can say that I've actually been to the campus before and spoken to the football team. It's been several years ago. So I wouldn't say it was the first time. You know, and it's me personally, I've been there, like I said before. But, you know, my neighborhood enforcement guys, the NET team, it's not uncommon for those guys to be out meeting and greeting all throughout the community. And I know that one of the guys over there that has met with the staff previously, so I wouldn't say no that it's, I mean, I wouldn't say it was uncommon.
But to have this type of a more social gathering as opposed to being on campus in a meeting room or on the field seemed to be a little more relaxed last night.
Very much so. It was very relaxed.
And the coincidence of the timing of what happened last night to recent events, not getting into the nuts and bolts of the recent events, but did that become a topic of conversation last night with anybody?
No, it was not. I mean, there was small talk in little groups about it that I overheard, but was that a key topic of conversation? No. You know, we had our invitation, gosh, 2 or 3 weeks ago, before this news of this arrest ever came out.
So the type of conversation would have ranged from what to what?
It was just small talk. Yeah, anything and everything. The table I sat at, I talked to some of the coaching staff. We actually talked about our children. So, you know, I wouldn't say that it was just casual small talk. We're humans, and you put that many people together, yeah, the conversation of the arrest is going to come up. You know, and most of the topic went along the lines. It's sad that it happened, you know, because a lot of people associate that now with the team when actually that was the actions of two individuals, not the actions of the entire team. So, yeah, that conversation happens, but that's going to happen regardless of the group or organization.
Have I missed anything else that listeners would be interested in knowing about what happened last night specifically, or just in general, the invitation that, you know, your NET teams are available to speak to groups large and small about what Bryan PD does?
Exactly. I mean, that's part of their primary focus is to go out and meet and greet in the public, to be in those types of functions. So to, you know, they're there to represent the department, and so it's, I mean, that's not uncommon. But was there anything else there? No. I thought it turned out really well. I went in, you know, a little skeptical, but at the end of the night, I really enjoyed it, and I thought it went really well. I don't think. I talked to Coach Sumlin, and I don't think that there was a, you know, I've been asked, was there a hidden agenda? I don't think there was. And I think that question comes from the, you know, the activity here in the day, I guess just the day before with the arrest. But, you know, I didn't see that playing a role in the meeting last night at all. You know, it was very casual. Dress was casual. Sit down and visit with the players and the coaching staff. And like I said, I thought it went really well.
Well, as I've held conversations with law enforcement and many different places, the universal theme when you can get into a more social setting as opposed to when you're in the heat of an incident walls are broken down and the relationships start getting built, and that's beneficial for all concerned.
Exactly, and that's something that we try to do regardless of the organization. If you know, sometimes problems aren't really criminal. They can be a quality of life issue that you know, normally that from an outside looking in, you would think, well, that's not a police problem. But if we can help address that problem, and that's, you know, through NET, by addressing those kind of issues, then when that day does come that we have to step in and get involved, there's some relationships established, and it makes it go a lot smoother and a lot easier for everybody. And that's what we're trying to do, you know, is to make those relationships and those connections. That it's community policing, and that's what you're doing. You're getting out there in your community. You're meeting the different people in the different organizations, and establishing those relationships, like you said. And it just when the day comes that you do have to get involved in something, it just makes it a whole lot easier.
And it doesn't matter how you define community, you know, regardless if it's a student or a professional or somebody who's retired, it really doesn't matter. Law enforcement's out there to serve the public, and that means everybody.
That's right. It serve one, serve all.
I'm starting my fifth year here, and I can't recall this type of a gathering ever taking place, and so that's what captured my interest in talking to you, and I talked to Chuck Flieger in College Station about you know, just how things all went last night. Again, just from the context of I don't recall this ever happening before.
Yeah, this particular type of event, no, I don't recall it happening. In a different, you know, maybe in different settings, something very similar has happened, yeah. Like I said, I've been there to personally talk to the football players before. Actually, years ago when the family violence laws changed and it included dating, and golly, I don't even remember who the coach was back then, but you know, I actually went in there and talked to the football players about, hey guys, there's this new law that includes dating and in the family violence, so remember that with your girlfriends. So it's you know, we've met there with the university before, but I don't, you know, this one went really well.